And our third speaker, so we're going to shift gears a little. So we're going to be talking more about sort of income-generating opportunities. Dr. Mitsal Kafliousis-Machsi, and hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, is the CEO of Ecological Products of Ethiopia, Ecopia, that she established in Ethiopia. Ecopia is a social company whose main focus is food security and entrepreneurship within the base of the pyramid. During the last 15 years, Dr. Kafliousis-Machsi has been developing new products and businesses for food security and income generation. More recently, she has been an advisor on community involvement in food security and its implication to peace and security in Ethiopia and South Sudan. She has a strong professional business development experience on the socioeconomic dimension of the implementation of disarmament, demobilization, reintegration process by establishing companies for ex-combatants to contribute to security and stability in post-conflict Ethiopia. She's also a political scientist and earned her doctorate in political science from University of Erfurt in Germany. Dr. Machsi.
Hello. Okay, everything has been said about myself, but only not said is that I'm actually a farmer and I'm here in my statue of a farmer. So from my background, I think I come from arms control and disarmament, and I'm one of those frustrated by the United Nations, NGOs and others, because I used to be consulting and advising my governments and everybody how to do it, and I end up being asked, why don't I do it myself, and how would I do it better? So I come, you can imagine, from Ethiopia, one of the most poorest country one could imagine. I'm a woman, so... And I was well educated, but have no capacity of farming. But I learned to do all those things in a very short time and became successful. My success lies because I create a company with the most poor of the poor of the society. Two-thirds of my employees are deaf group, women deaf group. All of them are organic because they are poor. They didn't become organic because they were rich in Ethiopia. And we work in the most difficult situation where there are no roads and other things. And what is our gadget? What is our ability? How did we make it? Because like what from Switzerland has said, what do our farmers need? Technology, service, link to the market, and for sure the access to have the right for our land. Technology, I use it mobile phones because I came from web-based system, so the technology we use is a mobile phone, the services we give is the highest technique, what it is. So I'm going to go through the, actually I don't like to talk with these things, but I'm going to go through the slides, what we have. One of the most shocking situations is that all of you know Ethiopia is really poor. Poor, actually technology. There is a misunderstanding whether Ethiopia is really poor. Is there a question of a food security in Ethiopia? I'm going to disappoint you. Actually, Ethiopia has no food security problems as such. Because, look at this. This is the western side of Ethiopia where I work near the border of South Sudan. And in 2 months, these trees, which are mango trees, all other trees, will become like this, which means spoiled, because nobody could process them, nobody could use them. The people there are not able neither to do anything with it except feeding their children. And then at the same time, on the other side of Ethiopia, 1,000 kilometers away in the eastern part of Ethiopia, you will see children dying because they have no access to the food. And this is where we live, and this is where we made money. Me and the farmers, by creating the company extensively in the 14 different parts of Ethiopia, we moved the food from one side to the other side by processing it. And so what do we do for that? what we did was we took the most highly tech, what we considered organic food. So we process anything in any part of the Ethiopia where there is over the price, I mean, lower the price, which is you have access. We have this in all the fruits and vegetables in the different part of time of Ethiopia. So what we do is, what we did with the company was, we went with a laptop and for sure the iPhone, the telephone, and the simplest, the most simplest processing facility, which is a movable dishes and other things, which is like the time of pasta. So we process organic food, fulfilling the EU, the Japanese, and the American rules and regulation by just processing it by hand. And with this, we sell it high price. And I'm actually sad to say, in some of our activities, we consider the price of the food in the world market too cheap rather than too high for us as a farmers or as a suppliers of the market, because the cost of production is higher. So what did we do? I started with my team, actually, easily we started to put each farmer, each supplier to us in a traceability code, so we can trace and track any farmer. You can see the Ecopia products, which is here, where there is a traceability code. And this traceability code says who is the farmer, when was the fruit picked, where was it processed, and who is the owner of the processing facility and everything. And the reason why we did this is because when you need to organize it in Ethiopia, and we have no roads and no transportation systems. So the only way we could use is the mobile phones in order to coordinate us, which means the coordination of it is that in each production facility, if we need more people to work for us, we need to know how many fruits they're going to be in the villages and who is going to supply us so that we don't waste. So, and as a result, you can trust the products, you can trust the farmers, and you need to be able to pay. And that is the system with which we are applying with the Ethiopian government banking system, that the farmer has an ability to trust not only its products, but it's also to make sure the farmer is paid and has the direct link with the market. It has got two sides, such kind of activities, because such a transparency allows the farmer to know exactly how much it is sold, it is on raw materials or processed products, which means with that, we had been forced, by the circumstance itself, to force the supermarkets to compensate the system, for example, if a farmer sells it with a given product plus 10% of profit, then we have to add ours, pay a tax, and 10% of profit, such kind of things. But the supermarkets, they make 30% margin of a profit, and this leads a lot of discussion between us, the farmers, as well as the supermarket. But we have reached to this stage, and we have reached to the ability to do that. I'm glad to tell you that I have 11,000 farmers who are working with me, and we have around 54 products in the food sectors. In Ethiopia, the margin of the profit in the food sectors is too low, 30% only. So my farmers and myself can pay only the school fee, the education system of our children with our food. And then we are told also to export, which is not our cup of tea, because by export you don't increase any margin of profit when you are a farmer. Even if you are fair trade, even if you are certified, the truth is the transportation companies are the one who makes money, or the Western society where the supermarkets are the one who makes. So we have been forced by the Ethiopian government. We do that a little bit in order to satisfy the government. But our biggest income, I mean, which means profit making, it's not an income generation activity, but profit making is cosmetic and herbal medicine from our products. So what do we do? I go back to the mango area. With the mango, we do process the food side, and the core, which is the mango seed, is the one which you find it in the body shop and other companies, is the one we use it actually for cosmetic industries. And the mango oil, which is only 5% where we need it in the medical sectors, is the one which we sell with having 200% margin of a profit. So what am I doing here? the reason I'm here is because I'm looking also in the research and development and some of the aspects where we farmers can do. That is one of it is like what we say, a mobile-based application, which we are working on. And this is, it makes us directly to process immediately and at the same time to reverse the whole auction of pricing. So unfortunately, to those of you who complain that the price, the world market price for food is going to increase, we actually wanted to make a reversed auction on the system of pricing of our products. And this is because partly in Ethiopia, you know, we have a commodity market for coffee and a commodity market for sesame and oil. And it's unfortunately for us, the sesame and oil, the seeds, as well as the coffees, the best of them have to go for export. So we have no access. And it is also sold cheap. But we pay high price to get Ethiopian coffee for us, for processing itself. Ethiopian sesame and oil was a high price in the Ethiopian market. Difficulty, which we are not allowed. So what we would like to do is we want to have a database whereby exactly we can process, plan, and activate all these things, and we are looking for universities or research institutions that might be willing to be doing that. My presentation goes very detailedly, actually, on how do we work it, how does the traceability. We fulfill the, not only the European standard, as I have said, but for the Ethiopian government, they were not able in any supermarket when the food is bad to take it out. Our products, any customer is able to go and to ask, with this traceability code, I was using this recipe, why is it acid? Why is the pH high or low? And we were able to satisfy, and with this, we were competitive, highly competitive in the Ethiopian market. And we were able to compete with the Chinese, which is for us one of our headaches, because it's very difficult to compete with the Chinese in your own market. But we were able to do that. And yeah, I can answer maybe later on in the questions. But you know the mobile application, and this is our gadget. And thank you very much.